Text 5. You will hear two students having a telephone conversation.
Before you listen to text 5, read questions 11 to 13 now. Listen to text 5 and answer questions 11 to 13.
Hello, Susan. Are you going for the class gathering this Sunday?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's the end of the term and we finally get to unwind. Most important of all, it's the last time we're going to see Mr. Davies before he migrates to Hong Kong. I have prepared a present for him. How about you, Alex?
Yes, I am attending the party. And I have prepared a special present for Mr. Davis, too. But I forgot where the party will be held. Is it in school or elsewhere?
You've called the right person. I booked the function room in the community hall. It is right across our school, past the library building. The room is bare, so we need to go early to decorate it. Can you come to help?
Sure. See you there at 3 o'clock.
That's a bit too late. Can you come earlier? There's lots to prepare before everyone arrives.
Question 11. Why did Alex call his classmate? Question 12. Why did the students organize a class gathering? Question 13. Where and what time should Alex go on Sunday?
Listen to text 5 again.
Hello, Susan. Are you going for the class gathering this Sunday?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's the end of the term and we finally get to unwind. Most important of all, it's the last time we're going to see Mr. Davies before he migrates to Hong Kong. I have prepared a present for him. How about you, Alex?
Yes, I am attending the party. And I have prepared a special present for Mr. Davis, too. But I forgot where the party will be held. Is it in school or elsewhere?
You've called the right person. I booked the function room in the community hall. It is right across our school, past the library building. The room is bare, so we need to go early to decorate it. Can you come to help?
Sure. See you there at 3 o'clock.
That's a bit too late. Can you come earlier? There's lots to prepare before everyone arrives.